least I'm going to try this phone again. Okay, we are on the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top, last word of the line. Rav Ashi Amar, Kambatayach Kedei Dibur, Kamalach Kedei Dibur. The question is, what is Rav Ashi coming to answer? Now, the nafkamina between the two pesukim the Rush will offer us is whether
Rabbi,
the next two...
Remember, what are you
Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, 8th line from the top. I'm sorry? Okay. Ravashi says, one is talking about Tefkadei Dibur, and one is talking about Lachik Dei Dibur. Now, we don't know what he's talking about. There's two pshatim in the Rush. According to one pshat, you're gairus the next few lines. According to the other pshat, we're not gairus the next few lines. So let's take a look at the Rush. The next few lines, which we didn't read yet. I'm not going to read it, because the Rush in the first chat doesn't have it. Go to the Rush. Rav Ashi Amar. Kam b'tayach k'dei dibur, kam l'acha k'dei dibur. Hada am b'yotzi y'dei kriya. That which we say, that a person is yotzi k'dei kriya, right? When he thought it was his father, and he did kriya, and he found out it was his son. Shenimtza b'nai k'dei k'dei dibur. Hug Amit La Yatzi De Kriya Shenimta La'achik De Dibur. The one that says he's not Yatzi De Kriya is talking about that it's talking about Achik De Dibur. So to go back to the beginning of this page, right? It says in Matanya, the two lines on the top of the Amr. Amr La Meis Abed Bekar Vachach Nimta Bina Yatzi De Kriya, right? And then we brought a brisa that said Meis Abed Bekar Vachach Nimta Bina La Yatzi Dei Kriya. Right? So therefore, it's a contradiction. So Rav Ashi is answering, one is talking about he found out Tefkadei Dibur within seconds, splits out, I don't know exactly how many seconds, very short, after the Kriya that he did it for the wrong person. So then he's judged him. And one is talking about.
And he found out the right person within the.
He found out who the right person is within Tefkadei Dibur. And one is talking about he didn't find out Tefkadei Dibur, therefore he's not Yaitzah. That's the way to get. Dr. Rush. Kach nimta girsa b'svarim. That's the girsa in the svarim. Ulufiya girsa shiparashti. Vatanya b'nichasa. Right. Like nearly, like garsi had the armet yatsi de kriya. The lekasha midi mikriya lekriya. Okay, now, the problem was bothering the Russians.
Why is there a Kriya? There's only one Kriya.
Hold a second. Hold, can you give, like, at least give me 10 seconds? The problem is as follows. The Rush has a problem with his Gemara. And the Rush has a problem with this Gemara. To understand the Rush's problem with this Gemara, we're going to go back. We're going to start from the beginning of the page, the second line. Vatanya. Amar loy meis avdu dekara v'achach nimtza b'nai yatzi dei kriya. Like ha'asha ha'bistam ha'bimafarish. Right? There was a question from the Dorim to Kriya. The Mishnah said that if you thought it was your, one thought it was his wife and it ended up being his daughter, it's not good. And by Kriya we see that it is good from one to the other. That was the Gemara's Kasha, right? And the Gemara answered, there's a difference between Stam, when he thought, and Mefarish, when he said. When he said one, then it doesn't work for the other one.
He was told, no?
Again, when he said, I'm doing it for Dad, or told, which means he did it for that. then it's considered mefarish, and then it's not good. And when he thought, but nobody told him, which means he didn't say it, that's the way I understand, then it is good. Vatanya. Now this is very important, this next few lines. And we have a brisa that supports that answer. Amar lo meis avi v'kara. They told him his father died and he did kriya. V'achad nimtza b'nai. Lo yatsi yedei kriya. Amar lo meis uksavar avi v'kara. Right, the brisa clearly differentiates when he was told it was his father or when he thought it was his father. Right? Yatsi yedei kriya. So there is no contradiction. The brisa clearly told us when he is Yaitza and when he's not Yaitza. There's nothing for Rav Ashi to answer. There's no question. What contradiction is Rav Ashi coming to answer? Rav Ashi Amar, Khan, what's Khan? The brisa, you just brought in brisa, that clearly stated a difference in the Yitzhak and the Farish. What, Rav Ashi's arguing on a brisa? What is he coming to do now with his answer?
Give a different answer.
An answer what? If there was a kasha, there's an answer, you can give a second answer.
You answered it by saying the case is one with you.
Did we bring a brisa that said it explicitly?
Mm-hmm.
Did we just bring a brisa that explicitly made a difference between Stam and Mefarish? If the brisa made that difference, is there a need to comment?
Sometimes there's more than one answer.
Not when there's a brisa saying an answer. When you're saying one answer and Avram Cohn says another answer, there's room for two answers. When one Amira says one answer and the other Amira says another answer, there's room for two answers.
There can be a different brisa.
There's no different brisa. It's Rav Ashi talking. The brisa is Tanoim. The Tanoim came and told you the answer. So what's Rav Ashi coming and doing? So therefore, you have to say Rav Ashi is not going on the on Kriya.
100%.
If he's going on Kriya, there's nothing for him to say. What's he answering? He's answering. I'm just as well. I agree with you 100%. But Ravashi, what's he explaining? The brisa took care of it already. There's no question to answer. So the rest says you have two options. You have two options. Either to say Ravashi is answering a different question, and then you have to erase the next few lines in the Gemara that say, where the Gemara specifically states that it's going on Kriya, but the Rashi said, I can't be going on Kriya. There was never a question on Kriya. The Brisa took care of it. Either you have to erase those two lines and say Rav Ashi is answering something else, or you have to erase half the Brisa that the Brisa never said, Amr Loy Meis V'Ksavar. That case is not there. The Brisa never answered it. The Gemara answered Stam HaMefarish. Then the Gemara said, we have a Brisa and it says Loy Yasi Dekriya only. Now, you want to give your answer, you can give your answer. The Brisa didn't give the answer. As a Kasha. The Gemara said, one Brisa says he is Yasi Dekriya, and one Brisa says he's not Yasi Dekriya.
Before
he's given
the answer.
And now Rav Ashi is giving a second answer. It makes it a stronger question. One second. Is it a better question to have a question from the Dharam on Kriya or to have a question from Kriya on Kriya?
Second.
Which is a stronger question? A stira in Kriya or a question from the Dharam to Kriya? The Gemara answered the question from the Dharam to Kriya. But the Gemara says, I have a contradiction in Kriya. You can give the same answer. But it's an answer of an Amira. It's not a Brisa saying it. So Rav Ashi comes and gives a second teret. If the Brisa said the answer, there's no room for an Amira to comment. If the Brisa didn't give the answer, then one Amira can say one answer, and another Amira can say a second answer. So you have a choice which part of the Gemara you want to erase. Either you can erase half the Brisa and say, and then be Gairus, Rav Ashi is answering the contradiction in Kriya. Or you can say, leave the Brisa alone. And Rav Ashi is not talking about Kriya. But then you have to erase the next two lines in the Gemara.
Starting from Khan? Starting from where?
From Ha.
Huh?
From the word Ha. Khan laughing, they never got laughing, they never. It's not going on Kriya.
From there to where?
Till Atanya. Two lines and three words. till the last word on two lines down.
I mean, this only works. As I just said, it only works if you are the thought process that every Amora knew every Braisa.
Again, if the Gemara just quoted a Braisa, which Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara, it would make sense that Ravashi wouldn't give a teretz where the Braisa gave a teretz.
What he said was, I don't know if
everyone
heard it.
So I'll step back. First of all, Dr. Harris didn't say anything. You're the one that said it, which is fine. Second of all, I'll explain to you why this is not a possibility. What's the contradiction Rav Ashi's answering in Kriya? Where did the Braisa say you're not Yaitzi in Kriya? The Braisa that he brought. So he knew the Braisa. It's not easy enough to answer.
Before you brought the Braisa,
was to answer the Dharam to Kriya.
Right.
Nothing to do with Kriya. Nothing to do with Kriya and Kriya. There was no contradiction in Kriya. It was a contradiction of the Dharam and Kriya. Did he know this Braisa of Atanya or didn't know the Braisa of Atanya? Was there ever a contradiction in Kriya that has to be answered? Or was there a kasha from the Dharam to Kriya?
Yeah,
again, but that same Braisa said there's a difference when he was told or he's not.
Right.
So the Braisa told you the answer. There was never a contradiction.
Once you know the answer, is that a contradiction?
Again. A contradiction is only if you have one bride that it says one way and one bride that it says the other way. Show me a bride.
You have a contradiction in one bride. You have two different brides. You have a contradiction in a one bride.
Not if the bride that says case one and case two. If I tell you on Monday you say Tachnun, on Tuesday you don't say Tachnun, long Tachnun. You ask a contradiction. On Monday you say, on Tuesday you don't say. I gave you the answer. I told you there's a difference between Monday and Tuesday. There's no contradiction if I explain myself. The Braisa explained itself. The Braisa you're bringing explained itself. There is no contradiction in Kriya. The Braisa told you the answer. And if you didn't know the Braisa, it was never a contradiction. So you have two choices. Either say that half the Braisa before is missing, the Braisa never told me the difference between Stam and Mefarish. That was a Gemara's answer. So Rav Ashi can come along and say a second answer. Or you tell me the Rav Ashi is not going on that question, and therefore you erase the next two lines that seem to say he's answering Kriya. He seems to be answering a contradiction in Kriya. There is no contradiction. The Braisa took care of it. The answer is, he's going on a different question, so then you have to erase those two lines of Gemara. So the Rush is going to offer you two pshatim. Either you erase half the Braisa or you erase half the Gemara afterwards. You don't have a choice. That's what the Rush is going to say. Let's read the Rush inside. Rabashi Hamar, Kamatat Vidiba, Kailach Vidiba. Hadam Magati de Kriya Shanim Tibarai Batat Vidiba. Hadam, he's quoting the Gemara. Hadam Loyati de Kriya. These are the two lines that are after Rav Ashi's answer. Kach nimtza agirsa b'svarav. However, Zagdar Rosh, ulefi agirsa sheparashti, but according to the girsa and the braisa that I explained before, v'atanya b'nichusav, that the atanya is bringing a proof to the difference between Stam and Mefarash, nearly, the legarsi adam b'gatsi adekriya. Don't be gairas these two lines in the Gemara. V'kach amidi mikriya l'kriya. I never had a question in Kriya. The Braisa took care of it already. Elohach Yigasina. Ravashya Mekamata Kadibur Kalach Kadibur Vesulai Midi. Nothing else. Take out from Hodaka Amrit till Vatanya. Take it out. He's not going on this question. What is he going on? La Masnisin Koi. Going back on the mission of the Dorim. Vishnuya the Kasha from the Dorim to Kriya. Masnisin Shinoi Deloy Lacha Kadibur. The Gabi Kriya Shinoi Deloy Tayak Kadibur. He's saying an answer from the Dorim to Kriya. The Dorim is talking about Mefarish, not by Stam.
Yeah.
But Toyek de Dibur, he can still change his mind who he's being made for. Another teretz in Akash of Nadorim in Kriya. First teretz was our mission is talking about Mefarish, and Kriya is talking about Stop. Now we're answering that even by Mefarish, Toyek de Dibur, you can change your mind. And by Stop, you can't change your mind. You don't have to change your mind at Stop. It's not arguing with each other. It's a second teretz. It's saying that by Mefarish, you can change your mind. Toyek de Dibur. It's answering the Dorim to Kriya. By Kriya, we said, you are Yaitza. And here we said, you're not Yaitza. Right? So one of the answers we gave is our mission is talking about Mefarish and Kriya is talking about Stam. Now we're answering, no. Even Kriya can be talking about Mefarish, Tesla de Dibur. And our mission is talking about asking de Dibur. That's all. It's not arguing in the first Eretz. Both are talking about Mefarish. It's a different answer on the contradiction of Kriya to the Dorim. Not a contradiction within Kriya. There is no contradiction within Kriya. The yes varm garsim. Others changed the brisa, the previous brisa. Amulei meis others. The kara, the achikach nimtze benai, lo yatsi de Kriya. That's the only part of the brisa they have. Like a sin in hachseifa, amulei meis loy meis, uksamer to others. They don't have the girsa of Amu Loi Meis Loi Meis. They don't have the second half of the previous Braisa. Uparech Mach Braisa Braisa Kamaisa. So then the Gemara is asking a contradiction in Braises. Umishani Amravaji Kantav Zedibur Hadam Yachi De Kariya Tzim Tzibinai Tzim. So then if you want to take out half the Braisa, then there is a contradiction in Kriya. So then he's offering a second tariff. So the Rosh is giving you a choice. Our Girsa doesn't work. We have both. We have the whole Braisa, and then we have the Gemara saying that Rav Ashi is answering Kriya. He wouldn't be answering Kriya if we had the Braisa. You don't give a teretz when there's no question. So you have a choice. Either it was a question because we didn't have the second half of the Braisa, or we never asked the question in Kriya. It was to answer the Mishnah in the Dar. And then you take out the words of the Kamp. So you have a choice how you want to learn the Gemara. Zog the Gemara right. We talk, I have a brisa that set this out, that there's a difference between Tech de Dibur and not Tech de Dibur. Person has a person, Nachman Al-Ufan, who's ill. When it's Aleph and he fainted, he went unconscious. And the relative thinks that he passed away. Vukara, so he did Kriya. Vyach Kachmeis. But that happens that he wasn't dead at that point. He died afterwards. Okay? So Reuven, Rachman al-Litzvan, has somebody in his family sick. The person passed out. What? Sorry. We'll pick a name. Whatever it is. And he passed out. The relative thought he died. He did Kriya. But then after that, he was alive. Doctor came and said he's still alive. One cannot do Kriya on a living person. Where is he? Always have trouble finding him. Oh, here he is. Tarkidei Dibur ain't Tarak Lekroya. Doesn't have to do it. He was Yaitza. So it proves Ravashi's answer right. It proves it by Kriya, proves it by the Dora. There's a difference in Tarkidei Dibur and Tarkidei Dibur. Dr. Rush, no Rush. The span of time after the Kriya, but it's a very short span of time. Again, very short span of time. And please don't ask me what you're going to ask me. How can it happen so quickly? I don't know.
Is there a shaila
that couldn't
even work
for
the mice
also? Yeah, nothing to do with that.
No, this is all Kedushim does.
This is one of the questions they ask of the Taz who says it doesn't work on a mice.
Taz
says it doesn't.
Doesn't?
Again.
I can't hear that. I'm saying that no way they have a kasha on this.
Let me just say again. Shulchan Aruch says it works in a Maisa. All the Achrayim seem to say it works in a Maisa. Tat says the Chiddush it doesn't work in a Maisa. And they ask in the Tat for many Gemaras. including this one.
Well, this one here is just...
Well, this is different. It's not really a Kasha of the Tzadus. You're not pulling it back. We're just reassigning it.
Well,
what do you mean?
He's not saying, the guy's not saying he didn't do Kriya. He did Kriya.
He did a Kriya, he did an act.
Right. It's just a question of reassigning it now that if the person did pass away, then it should count.
No, but the point is that this is only...
The Taz is talking about a guy did an action, he did a Maisa Kenyan, then he changed his mind to ask Kedidi. Taz says no, the Shkonark says yes, that's the problem. That's the problematic. We're really off the subject, we're not learning
the
whole thing. Nobody argues on that. He gave that answer, that's all. I'm not making a machloikis where one doesn't exist.
No, I'm saying,
I heard you three times. Do you know anybody who argues in Rav Ashi? I don't. End of story. Yes.
Yes, by him having a
machshava
alone or saying something.
I don't know. I would say in this case he would have to say, but I don't know. He has to start saying something. He doesn't have to finish Tarkei Dibur. Tarkei Dibur doesn't mean he has to end the whole thing Tarkei Dibur. It means the reaction has to be Tarkei Dibur, and then it can continue. Yes. It makes no difference. Nafkimi, no Nafkimi. He did the Kriya, but he made the bracha, didn't make the bracha, doesn't make a difference. Well, again, no. Tarkei Dibur has nothing to do with the bracha, no. Nothing to do with the bracha.
Was the bracha Kriya?
Achmana Lutzlan, people make yes a bracha when they do Kriya, yeah. They don't, okay, it's not on the Kriya, it's on, the bracha is made whether there is Kriya or not Kriya. We do it besides Kriya.
They do it on...
I don't know, why are we discussing something that has nothing to do with
it? You're asking a question on Dion or on Eli Meir.
I answered Eli Meir, he was satisfied.
No, what I'm saying is, with the same bracha, were they seeing Chris Lyon?
No. I don't think so. And I don't think so. I don't remember. I had been a while since I was there. Velkas the Tarkei Dibur Kedibur Dami Chutz Mi Megades Oyved Avodes Kechavim Mekadesh Umegaresh. So this gets involved here. The Rush does not get involved. So first I will learn the Gemara and learn the Rush, and then we'll have to get involved. So let's just say there are four places that you can't change your mind Tarkei Dibur. That is one that blasphemes. Can't say, I regret. One who serves Avodah Zarah cannot say, I regret. One who does Kedushin, hands his wife the ring, can't say, I changed my mind. Mekadesh. And one who divorces his wife, hands his wife the gift, can't say, I'm taking it back. What? No, it means Kedushin. No. We'll kill him. He was warned, don't serve a Avodah Zarah. He served it and said, I changed my mind. We ignore him. She's married, she's divorced. Can't change his mind. Now the question is why? First of all, why does Tarkei Dibur work? And second of all, if it does work, why doesn't it work by these four things? There's a major machlokes rishayim, but I am not going there. I'm going to pick one shita, and we're going to work with that shita. Why does Tarkei Dibur work? The Ron explains. Again, the Ron brings two shitas. I'm going to learn one. The Ron learns, the pshat is that Chazal figured out that people don't make up their mind before they do something. They make up their mind as they're doing it, and as they finish doing it, they're still like not 100% sure. It becomes sure shortly, very shortly after it's finished. People are thinking, as they're doing, and are not 100% meaning they're relying that they're still not 100% committed. Therefore, Tarekidei Dibur, a person can retract because he was not 100% committed till after Tarekidei Dibur. Whereas by these four things, they're such important things, no one does this without a full commitment beforehand. And therefore, the rule of Tarekidei Dibur doesn't apply. That's the Ron's explanation. It's the simplest explanation of this Gemara. And I will try to learn it inside. Okay? I never try. I don't usually learn runs, but I will learn the run inside. We will look at the run. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth wide line. Three words from the end. And the fifth wide line in the run. I usually don't learn run inside. This will be an exception. Look, fifth wide line. Three words before the end. V'lo yadana, I don't know, maishnahani. Why are these four things different? U'menavu l'rabbanan hachi. And where did the Rabbanan know that these four things are different? V'nira be'inai, zaktarat, it seems to me. The b'shar miri d'lecha miri kulahai. Other things that are not so severe. Sh'adav aysa aysam, lo'y bigmar da'itayu aysa. When people do it, they're not doing it with a complete decision. In his mind, he still thinks it's retractable, and therefore it's not a full commitment. These are major: marriage, divorce, blasphemy, avodah zarah. Ain adam aisa aisam ela bahaskam gemura. What?
Carrying on Shabbos is not a chamiri?
You can't retract carrying.
Isn't
it here? No. Let me explain something.
I haven't seen the word here.
Okay, so let me try to explain. One can only retract something that needs more than an action. It needs a gemira's das. I'm selling you something. Selling entails two things. My willingness to sell and the act of the kinyan. There's an act. But the act by itself means nothing. If I give you my phone and I didn't have in mind to give it to you, it's a meaningless act. It's not your phone. You need an act plus a gemira's das. For me to be kaina, for makna, and for you to be kaina. Kedushin. It's not just the act of giving the ring. It's the act with the desire of marriage. He has the desire and she has the desire. Divorce. It's not just the act of handing a get. It's the desire to divorce. Plus the handing of the get that makes the get work. Without desire, if he throws his wife a get and he doesn't say you're divorced, she's not divorced. Right. So the only time Tarekidei Dibur means you withdraw your desire, you withdraw your will. You can't withdraw the giving of the get. You can withdraw the wanting to divorce her. Therefore, the giving of the get is a meaningless act. You can withdraw the wanting to marry her. Therefore, the giving of the kedushin is a meaningless act. You can't withdraw. Rachmana l'tzad, Reuben kills Shimon. Sorry, Reuben doesn't kill. John kills Peter. John can't undo the act with any karata. I mean, he can do tshuva. Peter is dead. There was no desire necessary. Tarekidei Dibur can't undo the act of killing. If he only can, it can undo a desire. It can undo a gemira's das. It can undo a gemira's. I have no idea what you're talking about.
He got a hasbara that says don't kill him.
Yeah, and he killed him. He killed him.
No, no. As he's doing it, I'm not 100% sure if I'm really. And so after, I wasn't really thinking that hasbara does 100%. You know what, I'm not Can you use that as a Pesach?
What?
Why not? You don't understand that it's ridiculous.
Okay, anyway. You can't withdraw.
What do you mean you give Hasra and then Hasra?
So you mean you can turn the Mazen into a Shaggy?
That's right.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, but Dr. Harris says, oh, it's ridiculous.
I don't think you can, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. It's not necessary. I'm just explaining how the Ran explains Chesed Yigmar.
The four.
You want me to really shake you up?
What's that?
You want me to
not physically.
Okay, good. So let's read the next three lines in the Ran. I wasn't going to do it. Reason Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, which is the Ramban, should be Perik Yesh Reichlin, in the eighth Perik of Abba Basra, Shekotav Shereim Rabbeinu Tam, the Toyek De Dibor, Dami, the Kedibur Dami, Takanta Hu Detikin Rabbana. It was a Takana Rabbana. The right that is no such thing. The Mishum Talmud, why? Why did Rabbana make this Takana? You hear this? Listen to the next Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum Talmud of Lekeach Mekach, somebody is buying something. Rabbi, this Rebbe walks by. So now, if he can't change his mind, he's not going to greet his Rebbe. Because he still doesn't want to be stuck with the sale. He's making up his mind. He says, I'll buy it, but then he might not buy it. But then his Rebbe walks by. We want him to be able to greet his Rebbe. Say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So we made it takana that nothing counts till after Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. That amount of time. So you call it Shalom. The history of the same, the whole being by Mahani. And they said, we make this takana by everything besides these four things that are very severe. Tashdei Dibur only works with Rabbana. That means when you're made for your wife, Nadir Mim Tashdei Dibur, it's a rabbinic hafara. And it works with the Raisa. The whole takana of Tashdei Dibur by Hafara Sadarim is a rabbinic takana. But it uproots the net of the rights. It's up to Rod. Well, I nichali. Look, he bezem lakad, masna lakad, dover, minatayra, bekum, vasey, benedorim. Are they going to come along and say the woman doesn't have to keep her netter because of a takana? They're uprooting of the rights. And levadek is, I'm going to go back to my chat. Rabbeinu Tam holds, Tayyip de Dibur is a rabbinic takana. Why did they make it? So a Talmud should be able to greet his Rebbe in the middle of a transaction. And not think that he's losing the transaction or he can't retract the transaction. They said, just give hello to your Rebbe, it won't affect you. And therefore they said, everywhere you can change your mind to the Nibur, by the Dharam, by everything, except four things.
So you should give your Rebbe official welcome to go back to your thing?
Without being stuck with what you did.
But by Rebbe is.
It's not true. It's Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, you might read, and then you go back. You have that amount of time to start the next thing. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns Takana Rabbana. The problem is, that means we're being Iker and Neder, but Takana Rabbana. It's a Neder derived stuff. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha Rabbeinu Tam.
I know there are other things that Rabbana is
called. Usually, Meshav Baal Taisa, not the Kumba said. I didn't say that. I used the word very carefully, usefully. Tyson says under certain circumstances, Tyson, you've gone to Tyson a bunch of places, that you can be like him, but very rarely. Zakti Mishnah Vaitam. Amra kainim tainim banavim elu shani tayama. A woman said, I ban these figs and grapes that I will not eat them. Kain with tainim, and then he went and he approved. Kayim l'te'enim, kulay kayim. If he approved the te'enim part, the anovim are automatically improved. Approved. Hafer l'te'enim, enim mufraji hafer l'anovim. If he canceled the te'enim, then the netter is not canceled until she's made for it to that anovim. What? Until he's made for that anovim. Now, the question is nothing canceled? Or is only the Tainim canceled and that another might not cancel? We'll see as we go along. The Rush doesn't address this issue. I don't think he addresses it. The Ran does, and we'll see when we go along. Amra Kainim Shani Tayemis, Randavna Shani Tayemis. She makes two separate Nadarim. She makes one on Taina and one on another. She spoke out Kainim two times. No, it's a new case. First case was one netter that included two things. This is two separate nedarim. Harelu shnei nedarim. One has nothing to do with the other. Zakdrush. Makayim l'tein m'kula kayim. Da'akama b'mitzas havi akama. Being makayim part is a kiyim of all. Av'afara b'mitzas lo yavi hafara. Hafara b'mitzvus is not hafara. B'gemara mefarish taima. V'lo yidami l'neder shehutim mitzase hutrakula gushin alel. Hafara is not hatara. Rosh explained that earlier. When you're mater neder, you uproot the neder that it never happened. So if you uproot part, the whole neder collapses. When you're made for neder, you're canceling it from now. Therefore, it doesn't affect anything but what you affected. Amra kainim tainim shani tamas kainim another shani tamas. Kivin shamra pamayim kainim. Since she said twice kainim, habikalecha neder lasmai. So it's a neder by itself. But gemara mukila krem shimon. I'm going to explain this in a second. A guy says to somebody, to five people, and he lied to all five. He swears that the item doesn't belong to him, to him, to him, to him, to him. Is that one shul or five shul? If he would have said shua leilachem, that's one shua. He didn't say that. He said shua leilach, 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 leilach. Is that five shuas or one shua?
He's trying to say that's five.
Right. But Shimon says it's only five if he says shua five. Same thing would be here. What if he says kainim ta'enim, then other? Is that one nether or two nether? If he says kainim and kainim, then it's two. The fact that our Mishnah set up the case with a kainim and a kainim is because it's going like Rav Shimon. That's what the Rosh is saying. Let me read that Rosh again inside. The Gemara Bukal of Rav Shimon Domek Habi Shuos Habi Kletin by swearing, the Habi Prata Lechayiv Karma Kalacha Ziyachas is not considered individual Shuos as Shuyam Mishuos Lechalacha Ziyach. Zag the Gemara Mani Masisa. Who is the author of our Mishnah that says that if you Mekayim part is Mufur, if you Mefer part, your Mekayim part, the whole thing is Mekuyim. Your Mefer part, the whole thing is not Mufer. Rabbi Shmuel, Natalia. Isha Yikimenu, the Isha Yiferenu. Her husband, Isha. Her husband approves it, validates it, or her husband cancels it. Zuch, Rabbi Shmuel, Kainim Tainim, Anab Mefer Tainim Tainim. Kayim Latainim, Kule Kayim. If he approves the Tainim, it's all approved. Afer l'teinim, einim mufer atchi afer l'afman avim. Again, shaylin reshaynim, does that mean it's nothing, or does that mean only the teinim are mufer? Doesn't say. It just says einim mufer. It doesn't say the whole thing or part. Doesn't say. Either you do all or nothing. It's an all or nothing kind of deal. That's Rabbi Shmuel, which is what our Mishnah said. So the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Let's do the Rosh on the Yom Ha'alav. The Tanya Yishri Kemenu, the Darish Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Ilu Siv Yekayim Mimenu. We learn it out from the word Yekimenu. Yekimenu says, if you Mekayim part of it, Yekimenu, part Mimenu. You only have to be Mekayim part for the whole thing to be Mekayim, Mashman Kayim, and Sase Kayim Kulat. Yefirenu, like the midrash hachi. Yefirenu doesn't say mimenu. So the Rosh is saying, we'll just learn that nothing is mufar. I'd rather learn that way. It makes it simpler. So again, unless we see later that I was wrong. By Yikiyum, the Torah wrote menu, which means mimenu. Any part is mekayim the whole thing. By Afara, the Torah didn't write that. Therefore, it's either all or nothing. Zof the Gemara Baita, Rabbi Kiva Aimer. Hare Aimer Isu Yikimenu, the Isu Yifarenu. It's a hekesh. Ma Yikimenu Mimenu, Af Yifarenu Mimenu. He uses the hekesh. And the hekesh says, they're comparable. Since by Akama the Torah said part works, so by Afara, part's made for the whole nether. Zof to Rush. Rabbi Kiva Makas Afara Lakama. Afara the Mikdas, Nam Yavi Afara. If you cancel part, the whole thing is canceled.
We had this before.
No, we did not.
No, we had it somewhere. The Rush brought it somewhere. I remember this, that it was the whole big thing.
I don't remember.
I don't want to show Remy. If I show him, it's like...
It's right. You can show me up. It's fine. Yeah. I don't have an MS. It's more important than my cover. Rabbi Shmuel's response is, Miksiv Yafra Mimenu? How can you compare the two? By Yikimenu, it says Menu. By Yafara, it doesn't say it. Rabbi Kiva's response is, Makish Hafara Lakama. It's a heckish. Ma'akamin Menu, Hafara Mimenu. Kiva says, I'm not learning it from the word Yifirenu. I'm not. You're right as far as the word is concerned, but I have a heckish. Fine. Dump the Gemara right. There's no rush. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Yad.
Hekish be
Rabosa. No. There's a problem here. Because we use this Hekish. So the question is, are you limited in the use of the Hekish? Is any Hekish Lamechta? There's a problem. I don't have good answers to the question.
We used it?
We used it, yeah. I have to remember, but we did use the Hekish. That's probably what you remember that we had this Gemara. We used the Hekish. Come on, come with Hafara. Yeah. So I'm thinking about it right. And by the way, our hekish is a fact. The Torah put them together. Hekish is not something you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Hekish is not something. The Torah put them together. By putting them together, the Torah just compared them. Right. Rebbe Kiva, I'm sorry. I'm Rebbe Kiva, I'm Rebbe Yashin.
When a rabbi sermon says these two things are next to each other, so I'm going to make a whole big rush out of it.
No, the rabbi is going to say the two things are next to each other, not the rabbi.
You have to know what's important. You have to know if you have dots to say this week.
Again, hekish is a reality. It's hard to ignore a hekish. It's there. Now, some people say you can use hekish limited under certain circumstances. And some people say you can't. Like that, I'm not going to get into because I don't know the answer. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Amar Rabbi Yechon. Zu Dibur Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. We just told you two opinions. Abu Chachamim, I mean the other way. Makish Hakama La'afara. Ma Hakama. Right. Ma Hakama. I'm sorry. Ma Hafara. Ma Shehefer Hefer. Af Hakama. Ma Shekayim Kayim. The Rabbanan say a middle shita. Hafara works halfway, and Hakama works halfway. We make the hekesh the opposite way. Not to darshan partial work for the whole thing. To say, just like Hafara doesn't, Hakama doesn't. Only works in the part you were made for, it only works in the part you makayim. Dr. Rush, Makis Hakama Lafara, claiming you for Renu, Megala, Al Yikimenu. The Torah writes menu sometimes without meaning me menu. Therefore, you can't make the drasha since the hekesh tells you the opposite way. So the rabbanan learn one to the other way. Why one way? Why the other way? I don't know. I think the rabbanan are not so enamored with the drasha of you see menu. They say the Torah would write that otherwise. So therefore, why say this way, say the other way? My Shankar Rabbi Shmuel holds that this rush is a strong rush. Says it's Makuyam.
If he doesn't say anything until the end of the day.
So then everything's Makuyam, automatically.
At the end of the day, he can not be Makayim.
He can be made for it.
Yeah.
I think what you mean to bring up.
You have to do it at the moment.
What? No, he doesn't have to ask all day.
I tell him, I'm going to make a mezra.
Again, yes, all day. Yom Shabbat. Yom Shabbat.
Can Mekayim the ring right away? Yes.
Sure.
And then he can't retract it.
He can go to Beth and be mocked his Hakama.
No,
Hakama is removable in Beth.
I think what he's asking is...
I know what he's asking.
You
know,
father also has to need Yom Shabbat.
Yes. Same book.
Still
can say it,
yeah. He's not even thinking about that.
Of course not.
That's right. But I want to make sure that people know that. That's why I brought it up.
Okay, if that makes you happy, I'm very happy. Something in my advice.
How do you know when a regular hekish, before we got to this, a regular hekish, isn't it from A to B? Who's to say it's from B to A? Meaning, what?
Hekesh goes both ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Hekesh goes both ways. So you want to know why the Rabbanah decided to do it one way and Rabbi Shmuel decided to do it the other way? I said, I think the pshat is whether how strong that drush of menu is. We pointed this out in the Mishnah, that she asked that the reason it's two nedarim is it's repeated two times kaidim. Instead, by shuas, remember we said, you swear not you, not yours, not yours. Is it one or many? The Mishnah says, unless you say the shuas multiple times, it's one. Same thing here, kaidim, tainim, another, is it two or one? It depends on that machlokes. And since our Mishnah says it's one, unless you say kaidim twice, it's kaidim shiva. That's the Mishnah writer. Yedayanish yesh nadarim. The guy comes to Bezin, to the rabbi, and he says, I knew there were nadarim. My wife made a neder. I knew about nadarim. Ava'ini yedesh yesh mafirim. I did not know that I could be made for this neder. Right? We had this case earlier. I didn't know I could be made for it. Now I found out that I'm allowed to be made for a neder.
This type of neder.
No. I'll say it again. I didn't know I had the right to be made for a neder. I was not educated. I didn't go to school. Parshas Matos was in the summer. They didn't teach it to me. And therefore I never learned that you can be made for a neder. Now I found out. Yafir. This is considered his Yom Shamay. This is his Yom Shamay. He didn't know beforehand he could do it. Now he found out he could do it. He could be made for it.
He married him.
The day I need CS Mafirim. I've any day to that nether. I didn't know that this nether qualifies for Afara. I knew I have a right to Afara, but I didn't think that this was qualified. The mayor I'm Royaver, the mayor says this is not considered Yom Shamay now. He knew about it. He knew he could be made for. He didn't know whether this nether qualified to be made for. He didn't. So therefore, it's not Yom Shamay. Today is not Yom Shamay. He heard about it already. He knew the matter. He knew he could be made for it. Just didn't know to put the two together. That's not enough to make it not Yom Shamay on that day. And the Chacham say, Lamaisi didn't know he could be made for this matter, so today is his Yom Shamay.
You know, this is cause harm to his wife, let's say.
Again, he didn't know that this matter qualified. You, I'll let you fill in the particulars. He didn't think he could be made for this matter. Again, he didn't know all those halach. Maybe he didn't know that this qualified as Inui Nefer. You think I know everything that's in it? Maybe, I don't know. You can make up the case yourself. Now, in order to understand this right, Mishnah, we will go back to that Ayin Tesamad Aleph. Because that's where the Rush explains it. If you look at the Rush here, he says, Hach Mishnah Parishis Leil, but Shili Perik Anarim Arash. I already explained it. I'm not going to bother explaining it again. So, on that Ayin Tesamad Aleph, this mission is broad. And there the Rush says, Avaenia Deis Yesh Mafirim. The Rush is, I can't say by law, because everybody has a different print. It's like five Rushes before the end of the Perik. Leilama Shabal Yachal Havin Nagishtai. Yavra Achakami Yam, the Shtikas of Avakim, given the other Yadol Havin, he didn't know he could be made for. The Aenia Deis is an Edder. Like Mike Ramesha said, didn't know this is Inu Nefesh. Well, he didn't know if this is called Inu Nefesh or not. The mayor and the lawyer, the keeper, the yodesh, yesh, mafirim, kareem, bay, behechus, lobby, and shabbat. Sorry, you kept quiet the day you heard it. But I'm sorry, keeper, the yodesh, yesh, the yodesh, lover, neder, zeb. Oisho, it's Tarak Aforo, didn't need it. It's not considered Yom Shamay, and everybody should have a wonderful day.
Like we do,